The subject of essence of refined gold is the Lamrim, a term that refers both to a lineage of spiritual methodology and also a genre of literature aimed at elucidating that methodology. Lamrim literally means stages on the spiritual path. Essence of Refined Gold is a short text, only 46 pages. Still, as the present Dalai Lama comments, it incorporates all the central doctrines and practices of the classical Indian Buddhist tradition, from the initial method of cultivating a working relationship with a spiritual master, up to the highest tantric yogas of illusory body and clear light mind that induce the final experience of enlightenment. Now, a note on the narration. As this program repeatedly goes back and forth between Essence of Refined Gold and the Dalai Lama's commentary on it, we thought it would be intrusive and distracting to constantly reiterate introductory phrases such as, the third Dalai Lama wrote, the third Dalai Lama explains, and so forth. Thus, for the purposes of this recording, when you hear the word quote, that indicates the beginning of a passage from Essence of Refined Gold. Unquote, or end of quote, indicates the conclusion of that passage. All other words in the program are those of the commentary written by His Holiness. And so we begin. The Path to Enlightenment. Chapter 1. The Nature of the Instruction. The pure Dharma was molded and shaped in accordance with the experiences of the lineage masters, who expressed the teachings in ways most suited to the time, culture, and dispositions of those training under them. Thus, Buddhism came to have many faces, but the essence of all valid transmissions remains the same: to overcome negativity, to increase goodness, and to cultivate and liberate the mind. Although the last century has seen a great decline in religious interest throughout the world, people are once again beginning to appreciate the need for inner development. Many spiritual traditions still thrive throughout the world. The great lack is not in the teachings, but in our not having the inclination to study and practice them. Quote, here, for spiritually inclined beings who wish to take advantage of the opportunities afforded by human life, is a treatise on the Lamrim tradition of meditation. What is the Lamrim tradition? It is the essence of all teachings of Buddha, the one path traveled by high beings of the past, present, and future, the unabridged synthesis of all practices included within the three levels of spiritual application. Lamrim is an especially profound aspect of Dharma, for it is a tradition of practice sound in origin. It has neither fault nor shortcoming. It is a complete training perfectly uniting both method and wisdom aspects of the path. It provides all levels and grades of the techniques passed through Nagarjuna and Asanga, from the practices meant for beginners up to and including the final technique before full Buddhahood, the stage of non-practice. End of quote. The Lamrim is a most excellent teaching, for it incorporates all the instructions given by Buddha. Containing basic as well as high teachings, it can be practiced by people of all levels of intelligence and development. Thus, it is a vast ocean containing the jewels of every Dharma method, jewels producing benefits that extend not only to the limits of this life, but reach far into future existences, even to the goals of liberation and omniscient enlightenment. Should we be able to complete the fundamental Lamrim practices and engage in the extraordinary trainings of highest Tantra, even full enlightenment in one lifetime becomes possible. The aim in the beginning of Lamrim practice is to gain an appreciation of the human potential and to become aware of the unsatisfactory nature of lower existences. We then become mindful of the karmic laws of evolution and seek inspiration from the enlightened ones, the teachings, and the spiritual community. The aim in the middle stage of practice is to transcend the hope of high rebirth and to inspire the mind to seek nirvana, or liberation, from the most subtle forms of samsaric suffering. As nirvana is a